Gilman City's boys basketball team has one more game left at NCMC after playing Keytesville yesterday. They have Hale coming up next week. They'll have Green City in the first week of the new 2017 portion of the season. Adam Clark is head basketball coach of Gilman City. And Gilman City fairly busy here since we visited last. I think you just finished the Gallatin tournament. We're within that week. Anyway, you're going to play Pattonsburg at home. And in your home opener, again, Gilman City, what's always been characteristic is Gilman City is always good to be about, in both teams, probably 10, 12 points better than what they play on the road. And just, you know, based on common scores and things like that, it looked like that might have been the case again. That's a Pattonsburg team that's got some ability, and it looked like you really gave yourself a chance to win that thing.
Yeah, I thought, we had a great start to that game. We came out in the first quarter. We shot pretty dang well, especially from the three-point line. And our defense was fairly good. The second quarter was a different story. Pattonsburg kind of got going inside, and we got flat offensively. And then both teams came out in the third quarter and had a really good third quarter, really competitive. And then, we played basically even in the fourth quarter, and that's where we got nipped in the bud. We just fell behind just a tad and couldn't finish that out.
Okay, next up was Union Star. Played them the following Tuesday. Won that one. Won it pretty comfortably, and got your second win of the year. You dominated the game. Would you also say you played well?
Yeah, I'd say we played extremely well in that game. We were able to come out and establish our defense. Our defense did a really good job of creating a lot of offensive opportunities for us. We had a lot of balanced scoring that night. I think almost everybody scored. We had three guys in double digits. Everything just seemed to be clicking that night for us. So it was fun to watch our boys play that well.
Okay, you had Stuartsville a couple nights later, and Stuartsville wins 73-44. It really appears that that team is going to be a factor within the 275 conference based on what they've done this year. I understand they have our Denton Yeager's played really well. He's a post player for them. It's not that he's not necessarily a really tall guy. I mean, he doesn't separate that way, but apparently awfully effective.
Yeah, he had an excellent game against us. We struggled to defend him early on. I think our defensive scheme that night was try to foul him, and it was effective until we got in foul trouble. He just played extremely well. And the Green boy, he also had a great night. He shot well early on in the game and did a good job on the rest of the night. We battled with him for a half, and then the second half we were just, between the foul trouble and I think fatigue got to us as well. So it was a tough game, and hopefully we've learned some lessons from it.
What has your rotation been kind of decided on, or are you comfortable with a certain number within a rotation if you're fully healthy?
Well, our rotation has changed a little bit. We've moved some guys around, looking for a little bit of a change. But, typically we're going to use about 7 in our rotation. That's where we feel, or where I feel the most comfortable at. I feel like it's where we can be the most competitive. We've been pretty consistent with about that 7 or so. But we've mixed up our lineup here. We started the year with a couple big posts, and now we've sticking with a one post type offense, and it's worked well here late. We've got a little bit more consistent scoring. I think our defense has gotten a little bit better, and we're still working on being consistent for four quarters though.
All right, Keytesville was the first of two games that you'll play at NCMC. Played them yesterday, and Keytesville wins a close one at 50-47. Was that close most of the way?
Yeah, it was pretty good ball game. I think we were down 9 points at half. We talked about coming out and establishing ourselves, because third quarter sometimes we've struggled coming out and being flat. So we came out and had a great third quarter. We ended up taking a 1 point lead at the end of the third, and then the fourth quarter. It was just one of those things that. It was back and forth and back and forth, and there was a little bit of foul trouble bugging their big post player, and we got in a little bit of foul trouble a little bit too, and so that made things interesting. But the good thing was is we had an opportunity to tie it right before the end of the buzzer, and you know, got a good look at the basket, and it just didn't fall for us.
Okay. Adam Clark is head basketball coach of Gilman City.